In eighth grade, I was short, had glasses, and a squeaky-ass voice that refused to change. Two things dominated my thoughts, James Tartino and John Lennon. Tartino, I came in contact with daily in gym class, who beat the shit out of me at every opportunity. Lennon, I came in contact with in my wildest dreams. In 1971, John Lennon spent a week in my hometown of Syracuse, New York. Yoko gave an exhibit in the museum there, so a friend of mine skipped school and got hired to do odd jobs for her. I tell them of my damn Tartino comics. They tell me about their day with John and Yoko. I was envious as hell. My friends told me this was their private party, and I begged them to sneak me in. They were skeptical but agreed. I waited outside the museum for about 8 hours. I had to piss real bad, but I didn't dare leave. At about midnight, the back door opened and I snuck in. I couldn't believe my luck. I'd be invisible. I'd watch. I'd wait. The room was dark and crowded. I saw Allen Ginsberg and some others I recognized, but no John and Yoko. After an hour, I felt like I'd risk a much-needed trip to the men's room. I made my way through the crowd, entered a hallway, took a few steps and looked up to see Lennon approaching. A group from the party had targeted him. I ran behind me and rushed. I was carried, it seemed, in slow motion, on a path, straight as the bullets, closer, 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 to my chest, slammed into John Lennon's. John Lennon looked at me and barked, fuck off, it sucked to be me, I hit the men's room. Son Sean, tall, handsome like his father, with his mother's beautiful eyes. The son Lennon